Com.
My name is Brian Lutz. I'm about 10 blocks away north of the World Trade Towers. I was looking at the Trade Towers exactly when it happened. I heard this incredibly low noise, and I knew something horrific was about to happen. I dove away from the window, not to be shattered with glass if it was a huge explosion. I will tell you from the size of the gash that the wingtip had to be at least 150 to 200 feet wide. Oh, my God!
Oh,
the next building is just
another
blew
one.
Up! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another plane just flew in.
I feel a hit! The explosion is incredible! Oh, my God!
Another plane as we were watching.
I can't believe this! The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
It was just a small explosion, and then rocks and debris and everything started pouring down. Firefighters, everyone yelling, run, run, people running down the street.
Yes, I saw it. It just blew up. A big explosion. People started running. It was just chaos everywhere.
As soon as it got hit, I was thrown to a window, so I was very lucky to get out.
I was up on in my office on the northwest corner of the 82nd floor. I heard a noise like a sonic boom almost, and then a blast. The building swayed, shook a little bit. I saw papers coming fly out of the middle of the building, and then we went to the staircase to try to get down.
I'm sitting down and I'm crying, and I couldn't believe something like this would actually happen. And about 10 minutes later, then the whole building just started to collapse.
It was about 9:35, and I was looking out our 12th floor windows, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engines come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
The aircraft penetrated deep inside the Pentagon. It is organized in rings from the E-ring on the outside. It penetrated all the way into the A-ring in the inner part of the Pentagon.
As we are boarding Air Force One, they have bomb squads out here checking all of our gear a second time.
It's Linda Douglas on Capitol Hill. We've just been told that the Capitol is being evacuated and that all reporters must follow the direction of the Capitol Police.
It's Monica off the FAA conference call. There are no planes taking off in the entire country. Planes are allowed to land. No planes are taking off in the entire country.
It's Martha Raddatz. They have now issued an evacuation order at the State Department. As a precaution, they're saying everyone should evacuate.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
9/11, do you remember what that was like, September 11th of 2001? Do you remember where you were? Do you remember, you know, what it was like for you when you heard? I think what that montage shows you is people were shocked. Some people were reporting the facts. Others were witnesses and describing what was going on. And ultimately, it's a day that changed our lives forever. Coming up in our next show, we will talk to an eyewitness who was right there in the belly of the beast of what happened. And we'll also talk to Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, to get a sense of what's happened since then, where we're headed when it comes to terrorism, and what we need to do better. What is it we're not doing that we could do better? But I would have to say, after the days after, the months after, the years after, especially in the immediate future of what had happened, the conversation was always about, wow, what's going to happen next? What do you think will happen? And thank God we have not had that day. And I hope I never live to see it. And I hope all of you never live to see what we saw happen on that horrible day in New York and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. So now we look at the ramifications, too, of besides the terrorist side of it and how much safer we are and what we're doing and what we definitely are going over the top with. remember also, people forget about this, but there were a ton of lawsuits that came out of that day. The hijacked plane attacks on the World Trade Center 11 years ago have been settled, but one demanded that United Airlines, an American, be held liable for loss of property and business, and this one could actually go to trial. There were two rulings by a federal judge in New York denying the airline's bid to dismiss the lawsuit over a small window, an insurance deal dispute, and which could have opened the door to the entire case ending up in the hands of a jury. So right now, the main issue is the two airlines and the other defendants say they should pay additional damages to the leaseholder of the World Trade Center property beyond what he's gotten from his own insurer. Will he get more money? Larry Silverstein, his name is. The lawsuit claims that the negligence allowed hijackers to board two planes, and this is why I bring it up, at the Boston airport and use them as missiles to destroy the Twin Towers and cause other buildings on the site in Lower Manhattan to burn. Before September 11th, the airlines and the security companies they hired oversaw security at airports and on planes. That responsibility is now with the TSA, as we know. And certainly we've documented, talked about what we think the TSA is, what kind of a gatekeeper they are. So, does he have a leg to stand on with his lawsuit? The answer is, you know, perhaps. And it's the last piece of any kind of litigation, how about that, from those attacks, which killed more than 3,000 people in New York, the Pentagon outside D.C., and Pennsylvania, as I already mentioned. So, once that's done, that's it for lawsuits for now anyway, but will he win that or not? There's also fallout from the memorial as it's over budgeted, and now it's about how much money is it going to cost to run it. I'd say that this museum is so vital. It's the last piece in that cog at that memorial that a lot of people will go to Ground Zero and see. A lot of families will go there and reflect on the people that they lost. And that museum will give people a sense of what happened, what they can see looking at one of the fire trucks and looking at some of the debris that fell out of the buildings. You think of future generations to come and what they know or don't know about 9/11, I think. From an education purpose and remembering the victims, it's a very, very positive thing. Coming up next on America Tonight, Americans for Prosperity have started a bus tour. They're trying to get the word out about which president is better business-wise to prosper into the future. So it's just still at the very beginning stages, the Carolinas and on up, down, and down the coast. We're talking to a guy named Dallas Woodhouse next about the initial stage. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Alright, imagine squeezing in a bus door, touching almost every state that you possibly can before the election, hitting all the nooks and crannies, music to the ears of so many people that listen to America Tonight, and all those, as I affectionately always say, nooks and crannies. Somebody who's doing that right now is Dallas Woodhouse. Americans for Prosperity has launched something very cool. He's been on the ground with the first leg of the tour. It started in North Carolina. Hey, Dallas, thanks for popping on ATN.
Great to be with you.
All right, so tell us about what's happening with AFP. What is the deal about the bus tour, how many days, and all that stuff?
Well, of course, we are doing a tour called Obama's Failing Agenda, and we are talking about how the economic agenda of the Obama administration is failing citizens across this country with, more than 42 straight months of nearly double-digit unemployment, of course, with the $1.7 trillion takeover of health care, and, of course, the, you know, failed boondoggles of the stimulus plan and the green energy giveaways to Solyndra. You know, we joke sometimes, you know, we always complain about politicians picking winners and losers, but of course, you know, President Obama can't say that. He hadn't picked any winners. All they do is pick losers. So we are touring all over the country right now. We have three buses that are operating, and, you know, we'll be going into Virginia and Ohio and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Colorado and New Mexico. And I encourage people to get on the website at failingagenda.com. That's failingagenda.com, and they can see where we're going, and they can sign our petition against this Obama agenda, which is failing citizens all across the country.
So is the idea, and you gave us some words there, you talked about, I mean, not words, you gave us some statistics there that we've talked about on America Tonight, the unemployment numbers, that kind of stuff. So are you trying to raise awareness for, okay, here's what you're hearing, and maybe you're confused. Here's the meat. Here's the big problem. Here's what's happened, and here are some statistics to back this up.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think what we want to do is we want to focus on policy. I mean, what we know is that America will benefit from good economic policy, from lower tax rates, from perhaps a lower tax burden, maybe a broader base, but much lower tax rates, a less regulated environment. We need to get a handle on the cost of energy, on the cost of government regulation, on the, we're staring at the tax-mageddon at the end of the year. So we need to change these policies. And what we know, from watching the DNC in Charlotte, is that good economic policy is good policy. And the problem President Obama has is bad economic policy is bad politics. That's why he's in trouble in North Carolina. He's in trouble a lot of places. We had some fun tonight. I don't know if you'll think it's funny, but we went out and we had our event in Raleigh about 3 hours away from where President Obama was going to make his speech tonight. But, of course, they had to move his speech indoors, allegedly because of the weather. You know, there was a small chance of showers tonight down in Charlotte. I'm not sure if it rained or not. But, you know, the chances that there's going to be a chance of rain in North Carolina in the evening in the summer is 100% every night. And so the idea that they moved this because of the weather, they moved it because they couldn't fill the football stadium. You know, we've gone from having National Empty Chair Day to National Empty Stadium Night. And so we've had a lot of fun with that today as the Obama people continue to embarrass me.
So the people in the bus tour, I would imagine you're changing, because that's a long tour, as you talk about Pennsylvania and some of the other states, the swing states. Are you changing different people in and out?
Yeah, we are. We had Michelle Malkin with us today, and Cal Thomas was with us for part of the trip. But there's going to be different people in different places. And, of course, I'm the North Carolina state director, so I did the North Carolina tour. But I'll be sticking close to home, as we've got a lot of work to do here in our state.
Yeah. Will you come into the Southwest? Will you hit Texas?
That's a possibility. I don't know that Texas is scheduled, but we'll definitely be in, I know we're going to New Mexico and Colorado, and some of that area.
Yeah, should be interesting.
As far as Oregon and Washington State, I haven't seen the latest schedule.
Oh, there you go.
Right, the important thing is the bus tour is just one part of what we're doing. People can be a part of the effort by going to failingagenda.com. And just because our bus doesn't come to your town doesn't mean you can't be part of what we're doing.
Yeah. Are you getting with, and then this is just the beginning of it, but I can imagine the bus, are you raising some eyebrows? Is there pictures on the side of the bus or any of that?
There is a picture of President Obama and a picture of what we think, or some text that talks about his failing agenda. And for the most part, we're getting a lot of thumbs up. We're getting very few one-finger salutes. So that's a good sign.
I like it. All right, Dallas, thanks so much for popping on. We'll check out that bus tour. We'll catch up with some of your compatriots down the line.
All right, thank you, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, so both candidates, the incumbent, the president, is off to Iowa and New Hampshire, as is Mitt Romney. There'll be a lot of references in the next couple of weeks, still back to some of the things that were being said at the convention and what's being said along the way. It seems like a long season of politics, doesn't it? It seems like it's the longest in the entire time that I've covered politics in my career. This is a long one. This is not a short game. This is a long game. Who is going to win the long game in one sense, there is an edge to Obama with the incumbency. On the other hand, there is an edge to Mitt Romney because of the ugly economic numbers. And the one thing that they stressed at the Republican convention was that everything was business, business, business. In fact, business in the speeches was mentioned 86 times. Yep, 86 times. So it shows you that the focus is there because the frustration is there for so many people. Let's face it. You know, my grandmother used to say, well, the most important thing is if you have your health. And Graham was right. But you got to have some do-re-mi. It's just the way it is. We don't live in villages on a beach where we are trading back and forth with shells and other types of currency that used to be used a long, long time ago. No, we don't. So what's happening is families are, of course, struggling. I'm preaching to the choir with this audience, but no matter where you are in your life, early retirement, retirement, kids, newly married, single, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I love it with these economic shows when you get like a Susie Orman or you get some other genius when it comes to finance, and they just advise people, well, you know, you always want to make sure you have like 2 years' salary now or 12 months' salary in the bank. And, of course, you have to make sure you have at least $20,000 that you also have saved up it for a rainy day. It's like, are you kidding me? For a rainy day, you have to have $100,000. Who's coming up with that money off the top of their head? The answer is not very many people. The paycheck to paycheck check, the working poor is what was missing from so much of the conversation. The working poor, that's who's getting squeezed in this country. The people that are giving their blood, sweat, and tears, and what happens to them at the end of the day? That's the scary thing, I think, the scariest thing of all. That it's no longer the bar is set that, boy, can I just need a job. I just need a job, whatever it is. If I have to be a barista, if I have to work in a bar, if I have to, you know, do whatever I have to do to make ends meet, I'll do it because it's just not working anymore. I can't find a job. I was laid off. I mean, these are just common themes that all of you know are weaved in and out of your neighborhoods. And the people who run the country, that's the problem. They're removed from that. And they come in and they tour, but do they really get it? Do they really know what it feels like to be in that group, the paycheck to paycheck brigade? All right, stay with us because coming up next, we're going to talk about the latest hurricane, mixing a few other things as well. And please, you can light up those phones. I know you're out there. Who do you think scored the biggest in the conventions with the speeches? Anyone getting that far? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Forget our second week of Nail the Score. That's on our Friday early morning show in the third hour. The computer will randomly pick the game of the week. You call up and tell us what team you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. Maybe you're going to end up like Dave in Vermont, who right out of the chute week one, boom, he nailed the score first game, and the game of the week was the kickoff game, the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys winning that one 24-17. He guessed it, and he wins the swag bag from America Tonight. So you could be a winner, too. In fact, I have a feeling that this is going to be one of those seasons where we have a bunch of winners because we had such a drought in between. But the drought is officially over here on ATM. And our next show, more on September 11th. We're going to talk to one of the eyewitnesses. You know, there were many, but this is somebody who was right there in the heart of the whole thing. And he'll tell us what he remembers, what he saw, that kind of stuff. Plus, Jeff Atticott looking at how much safer are we now since 9/11? What has happened, what shouldn't have happened, and what needs to happen? And also coming up on America Tonight, right here in this very segment, we're going to check the mailbag. In fact, without further ado, because I'm going to try to cram in as much of your snail mail as I can, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Bubba says, Kate, did you happen to check out the 60 Minutes story about the Navy SEAL and his book with all the details on what happened that night they got bin Laden? And that's all Bubba says. But, yes, I did happen to see it. In fact, we played a little bit of it on our last show, little snippets from it that CBS had posted. Yes, he, I thought, was just describing what happened, talked about meeting the president wanting to know who actually took the shot, giving the SEALs, the members of the SEAL Team 6, the Silver Star, and not saying who took the shot. Nobody would say who took the shot. And then also talking about just details of what, you know, what happened, how it all went down, what happened when the helicopter crashed, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So what's interesting, Bob, and I don't think he didn't ask this, but did what was said, did it endanger any of the members of the SEAL team? And will this book do any kind of danger to any of the SEALs that are out there? Because, you know, always the concern is identifying people who are part of it's like undercover in a different way, in a much different way. It's like undercover cops. And once they've been exposed, that's it, they're done. They kiss, especially when they've really been doing it for a while and they've been planted in different areas. Then that's it, they're used, they're gone. There's absolutely no way they can put them back in that situation, even though it could be tried, it would be very, very dangerous. So now the question is, because of what's been revealed in the book and the recent interviews, is there any kind of a target on the back of any of the members of SEAL Team 6? Does the mystery surrounding the whole bin Laden thing, does this put that, you know, the more information that's out there, does this put more of those people in danger? You know, and what came out in a story that I actually just saw, just quickly I'll tell you about this, and this has been, I think, all over the wires, I'm sure of it, but the special ops force behind the bin Laden raid, saying Navy SEAL 6, you know, Team 6, that kind of stuff, the family members for one of the you know, SEAL Team 6 members who was killed in Afghanistan in 2011, his parents, Aaron Vaughn's parents, say that this really is what led to his death, because they say they don't believe even their son was part of the bin Laden mission, but the entire team shares that victory. That's the whole idea. But once the name was out there, it also sent a message to people who would be trying to retaliate for bin Laden's death that, hey, look for that Navy SEAL Team 6 and, you know, take your shots at them. And, of course, as you remember, 3 months after bin Laden was killed, that helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan, and Aaron Vaughn was one of the 17 SEALs that was killed in that incident. And there were very few details that came out of that. I think the government tried to shut down a lot of the conversation there, because there was 30 people that were on that helicopter when it was taken out, and knowing perhaps that one of them was on there might have been the reason why it was lit up as a target in the first place. And this new book brings up questions of that. Does this does this make it worse for anybody else that's connected to the team? I don't know. That goes back to what's a secret, what's not a secret. When you leave, what can you tell? And how much do we really need to know? And in some cases, I'm on the fence. And this one, I'd say anything that possibly exposes anybody, possibly puts them in harm's way because they're shrouded in secrecy, and that's the deal. That's not good. It's not good to have that out there. All right, let's try to cram in a bunch more. Mary says to us, listening in Vermont, 9/11, can't believe here we are, year 11. And I have to say that in some ways I feel somewhat safer, but in other ways I wonder if we're just doing the same old things. It just looks good. It looks like something's being done. But really, when we get the shakedown, as you call it, Kate, at the airport, do you think that if somebody wanted to go after us on a plane, they wouldn't be able to get through? The answer is, I think there's still a great chance somebody could get through if they wanted to do it. And I think the reason why is, it wouldn't be so much through the front door, it'd be the back door. As an employee, as getting a hold of an employee's pass, as we have seen, getting somewhere near the tarmac, positioning themselves in the right spot to load something onto a plane. That's what I think is scary and has the biggest possibility of happening. If another plane were to be commandeered or something loaded on the plane, which is what I think is more likely, then that's how it'll come out. It doesn't have to be somebody going through the front. It's probably somebody coming through the back. And access to secure areas would be how they would, you know, would be, I think, how they would do it. Here's one from Jumpin' John. I used to have a friend in, I think it's him, I used to have a friend in high school. His name was Jumpin'. He was a basketball player. He was so tall. He played for Camden Catholic. Anyway, I don't think it's, that's neither here nor there. I don't think it's him. Jumpin' is an interesting name, though. The question is, this teacher's strike, Ms. Delaney, here we go again with the unions. Who suffers the most? Is it the teachers themselves? Is it the kids? Or is it the people in Chicago? Which do you say really bears the brunt of this? Well, rule out the people of Chicago, because who cares? So sad that people are protesting, and when you go out to lunch at Panera, you might have to walk around them. That's an easy one. The kids, well, they lose out because they're not in school. Are they supposed to be learning something? So they're not in school, and the parents have to figure out a way to take care of them, depending on their ages and who's around and all that kind of stuff. What a nightmare that could be. The you know who really loses out? Just the system in general is so hijacked, and hijacked by a union where the average teacher is making 70-some thousand dollars. I mean, granted, Chicago, trust me, I've been there, it is not a cheap city. But wash all that aside, they were offered 16% increase, and that wasn't, they wouldn't take it. Now, that's not the only thing, their only beef, but that's one of their beefs. Wages certainly is one of them. And classroom conditions, too. Problems with the classroom. So it's not just about money, but the 16%. Boy, how many people listening to me? Are you called into offices and being given huge raises? Are you being given, if you're given a raise, what's the percentage these days? I have a friend who's an exec for Fox, and it's like you're dancing in the street if you get a 3% increase, because always the answer is, you know, you get tens across the board, perfect. But we can't give you a huge increase because nobody's getting a big increase. In fact, there's cutbacks in so many other departments. So 3%, you are at the top of the heap. 16, that sounds pretty decent to me. So is this a question of the union being too powerful? Remember, if you have anything to say, you can certainly do it. Express yourself, as Madonna would say back in the old days anyway. Send me an email at americatonight.net.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America Tonight, standing in the wings, Debbie Sardone. She has an incredible business. I say incredible business because I've seen how cancer has touched the lives of so many people, including my own family. And she operates Cleaning for a Reason. Debbie, thanks for coming on ATN.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we should explain to everyone, you have Cleaning for a Reason is a nonprofit that offers free maid service for people who are undergoing cancer treatment. And listen, when you're taking chemo and you've been through the ringer, you have no energy. Your energy is zapped. I've seen that with family members. What was the inspiration behind you starting this company?
Well, I've owned a maid service called Buckets and Bows Maid Service for many, many years in a suburb of Dallas, and I took a call one day from a woman who was just inquiring about service, and when she indicated she couldn't afford it because she was going through chemo treatments and wasn't working because she had cancer, we both kind of hung up a little sad, and it didn't occur to me to offer it to her for free. And so it was at that moment when she hung up and I'm sitting there at my desk thinking, why didn't I offer that to her? That was when I realized maybe I could begin to offer free services to people who can't afford it. So I actually used my business in the early days just to give away free house cleanings.
And boy, it has exploded for sure. We should say this, that you've helped close to, what, 10,000 women now with cancer, and you've gotten a million plus in donated cleanings, maybe even more by the time this hits the airwaves. You have to feel pretty proud of how this took off.
It is incredible, and I could never have guessed then what would have actually evolved over the years. But what started as just a company policy, kind of the best-kept secret, didn't want the word to get out lest somebody abuse our generosity. And you know, just what started as a company policy, several years later, after speaking at a conference and sharing what my company did, I was talking to a room full of maid services, and they came up to me and said, "We'd like to do this too. How do you do that? And how do you screen the patients?" And that's when I realized I could take a company policy and start a nationwide nonprofit and utilize this network of giving, caring, professional people who already do this for a living, who are willing to donate some of that time to a woman battling cancer. And so that's when I went and formed a nonprofit.
So once the word starts to get out, you get the Oprah effect and more people hear about you, because let's face it, she definitely has reach. And the story, you know, leaks out, and your nonprofit grows, and as you said, it's nationwide. How does it work with other, you know, you were speaking and then people got interested in it. How has this now multiplied? Is it a lot of this word of mouth in nooks and crannies around the U.S.?
It is word of mouth, and each maid service is able to put the logo, Cleaning for a Reason, on their website. And so other people see that, and they inquire. Other maid services see it, and then they inquire. And over the years, we've grown enough to where we could hire a full-time recruiter, and she spends every single day calling on maid services around the country, especially because we get hundreds of women applying every single month, and obviously we can't help everyone who applies. So we have a recruiter that gets on the phone and starts calling, you know, in the area of San Diego or Miami, Florida, or Toledo, Ohio. And she's just calling and trying to recruit maid services, inviting them to join our program.
Yeah. And you must have, what also has to be rewarding, obviously, is some of the feedback, the stories, the personal stories that you've heard. Can you share any with us, somebody, you know, who's been going through a rough time and how you were able to help them?
I sure can. In fact, two little situations come to mind right now. I actually read this story to a group of women yesterday when I was speaking at a conference. And a 71-year-old woman wrote to us and said her husband and herself were so overwhelmed with her trying to battle her illness, her cancer, and that he was overwhelmed with all the extra household duties and chores and doctor's appointments. And it was such a relief to them to have their home freshly cleaned at no cost, and that he enjoyed it as much as she did. And then I had another email that we had gotten from a younger woman who said, "I have three children, and I've been battling cancer for 9 months, and this was the first time that I had felt normal in a long time as walking into a freshly cleaned home." That's just, it makes it all worth it.
Yeah, no kidding. And if people are listening to this and they want to do something, they can donate, right? It's tax deductible. It's a nonprofit.
Absolutely. It's a nonprofit, and our tax information is on our website, cleaningforareason.org. You can click on the donations tab. You can make a donation, or on the homepage, if you are a maid service and you would like to get involved and start giving away some free cleanings through a legitimate program that makes it easy for you to give back in your community, we can use more maid services. We always need donations, and we always need people who are willing to spread the word and talk to business owners and maid service owners and find out if they've heard about us.
Yeah, ultimately, what would be your goal? I mean, you've seen how this is, you know, how this has taken off, the people that you've helped. You just shared some great stories with us. What do you hope happens with this foundation?
I hope that Cleaning for a Reason becomes a household name, because there's been predicted somewhere between 16,000 and 20,000 professional and independent maid services throughout the United States. We only have 1,000, which seems like a lot. That's just 1,000 maid services. So there's between 16,000 and 20,000 maid services that potentially could sign up. We know there will always be millions and millions of women with cancer. So we know we will never be able to help everyone that asks, but we'd sure like to help an awful lot more. We have about 300 women we help every single month. We'd love to see that double and triple and quadruple by signing up more cleaning services and getting more donations in to help us with our recruitment.
Wow, 300 a month, that's terrific. So when people sign up and they apply, like you said, so many applying, when they apply, is it a continuous thing or you try to help them when you can?
It's short term, but it's quite a bit of help. Every woman who's matched with a maid service is offered 4 free cleanings, and generally the maid service will clean once a month for 4 months. So it's a lot of help. It's not just one cleaning, and it's 100% free. The maid service is not paid for the work, and the woman who receives the cleaning doesn't pay a dime.
Wow, what a great idea. Because as I said at the top of this when I introduced you, the effects of cancer, whether you're a young woman with children or an older woman or somewhere in between, it doesn't matter. I'm sure you've seen this, Debbie, and there's something about the pride of keeping things clean and wanting to have things orderly. Most of us,
right,
that's such a big deal to us in our head that it's tough to let that go, even when you're battling for your life.
Right, and it provides some emotional health,
yeah,
and well-being, which facilitates getting well with your prescriptions and your surgeries and your radiation and chemotherapy. That emotional well-being also helps facilitate that process. Yeah. And, you know, most of us, if we were sick, we'll let someone come over and take our kids to the park or bring us groceries or cook a meal, but not very many women want their friends or their church friends to come in and clean their bathroom, but they're thrilled to let a maid service come in. So it really does lighten their burden.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, as we're saying, I'm sitting here thinking of this and coming in 4 times, what a huge game change that would be for, you know, so many people that just cannot pull themselves out of bed or, you know, off the couch or whatever it might be after they've gone through some treatments. I didn't ask you this question either, but now that I'm thinking of, as you were saying, 1,000 maid services, there has to be something in it for them. I would imagine they feel like you do, that they're giving back, and this is their connection and why they sign up.
Yes. I mean, each maid service truly benefits in many ways. Number one, they get to participate in giving back in their own community. Number two, they get to display the logo and shows the community that they are a part of giving and benevolence. But the third element is the effect that it has on their own employees. Their employees get to participate in giving, which makes their job more meaningful and rewarding. And so everybody seems to win. The customers love the fact that their cleaning service gives back. Non-customers appreciate the fact that they're doing something completely for free. And the employees feel rewarded by being a part of all of that.
Yeah, it all adds up to just a great thing and our feel-good story, certainly, for this edition of America Tonight. Debbie Sardone getting the daily salute for cleaning for a reason. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Find the website, use it, and spread the word.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Debbie.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.